Welcome to Ask the Experts, where each week we talk to people in the industry to get the inside word on what's happening right now and what that means for the tactics you should be using to make the most of your money. Now, here is a wild stat. Stick with me on this one. Almost one in three New Zealanders have accidentally bought a house. And I'm not just talking rich people here, we're talking first home buyers as well. So this may leave you scratching your head, wondering, how on earth do you actually do that? I promise we're only clickbaiting you a little bit here. There's actually stats to back up what we're saying. So time to bring in the lady who understands the stats, Vanessa Williams from realestate.co.nz. Making Sense is partnered with realestate.co.nz to get you the info you need in today's market. Property hunting can be a bit of an emotional roller coaster with its fair share of stress. That's where realestate.co.nz comes in. They've been helping Kiwis buy, sell, and rent since 1996, and their app is designed to make it easier and faster. What sets them apart? Flexibility. Realestate.co.nz gives you so many ways to search and so much information to help you make decisions. Realestate.co.nz. Download the app today. Before we get into it, Making Sense is stoked to be supported by KiwiBank. We've teamed up to bring you insight directly from their people, the experts who live and breathe this stuff every day. It's not the outdated stuff that worked 5 years ago. It's what's happening right now in the industry to help you make the most of your money. This is making Kiwi better off. This is Kiwi. Now, hi, Vanessa. Love this. Accidentally buying a house. How on earth does that happen?
Isn't that nuts? Look, I'll tell you a bit of background around how this even came about, because you're dead right. Accidentally bought a house. You know, those things are like several hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's not an accidental jean jacket, right? It's like, how on earth does this happen? And so what was really interesting is a girlfriend of mine, actually, she unfortunately had to go to Hawera. So South Taranaki, she lived in Auckland, had to go to Hawera for a funeral. She came back and she goes, guess what I did? I said, what? She said, bought a house. I said, do you mean jean jacket? She said, no, I didn't. I bought a house. And I was like, you weren't going down to buy a house. And she said, no, I wasn't. But this deal came up. I had no idea. I really genuinely didn't understand how cost effective houses are when you are living in Auckland and you actually go outside of the major metros, not even to a New Plymouth as an example, which would be the local biggest city, but then you go more regional again and wow. So it was that sort of how it came about. And then I started kind of telling people because I thought this is absolutely nuts. Nobody else in the history of all time ever would have ever accidentally bought a house. And of course, what happens? You start to ask people, you start to tell the story. And then I got all these people going, oh, my sister did that. Oh, my auntie did that. Oh, my... And I thought, I have got to measure this. This just can't be possible. And look, we've measured this stat a couple of times over a couple of different ways, because you sort of could think, go out to the likes of a email survey and have a look on the people on our site. We have done it through independent research agencies. We have done it through sort of online portals. And fascinatingly, while we have got varying levels of that number, it's either between 20 or 30% of people have accidentally bought a house. And, you know, like during the episode, I'll share some of those crazy stories with you. But that's sort of, you know, it's a very interesting kind of concept, because I do not want to take away from the importance of having a strategy. So while I'm saying it's fascinating that there are still a significant portion of people who have accidentally bought a home, it still stands to have a strategy around your investing, a plan that is specific to you, your opportunities, your sort of level of investment or your comfort, and all of those wonderful things that we know when you're on an individual level. This does not take away from that. I just thought it was a fascinating thing to unpack and discover. Because what sometimes we don't think about is the opportunities that come to us in a very swift movement, that sometimes we have to do our DD real quick, because those opportunities, you know, they might not fit into our plan per se. They might fit into the overarching strategy of our plan. But man, if that opportunity comes and you've got to move and hustle on that, it's just opening our eyes to that is sort of what I'd love to share with our listeners today.
Yeah. Okay. So that makes a lot of sense to me. So basically what you're saying is that you might be someone who's working towards, you would like to buy a house, but you maybe don't think that you have the money right now, but you're trying to get financially stable. You're trying to get yourself prepped. And then an opportunity comes up that is super unexpected, not what you were thinking maybe in terms of the region or not what you were thinking in terms of timing, but something just comes up and you're just like, oh, here we go. Is it that sort of situation that we're talking?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'll go back to that first example of my girlfriend in Hauora. Again, this was an investment property for her. And she didn't think that investment property was something that was sort of within her plan and within her options, right? And then when she sort of saw house prices in Hauora, you know, and at the time they were sort of sitting around the $200,000 mark, and she went, oh my goodness, I didn't know you could get a really solid, well-built couple of bedroom home for that. And even better, it was currently rented out. So she could just, you know, keep provide a house for the tenants. And she was like, I just didn't even think that this, we always knew we wanted, what they had in their plan that they wanted to be home investors, but it was sort of thinking, right, that's going to cost us $500,000 to $700,000. We'll need to kind of wait for 3 to 5 years. So it wasn't that it wasn't in their plan. It was just able to be accelerated because they were able to look at that opportunity a bit differently. And so that sort of, you know, you might be renting a property and your landlord might want to sell the house, right? And say, look, I'm thinking about getting out. If you guys want to stay here, I'm happy to do a deal, you know, and you go, whoa, that wasn't in our plan. That wasn't something, but this could be a really good opportunity for us if your financial situation allows.
Okay. So when you've done these surveys, like you said, you had this like experience, my friend, you thought, well, okay, I always sit on all this data. Let's go and find some actual data for this. So when you surveyed people and you dug into what's behind this, what sort of situations do crop up most commonly? Are we talking first home buyers, people upgrading, moving location, investing? What are some of the most common situations?
It's generally around price. And I think most people have got a bit of a preconceived notion. And of course you will do as well, because you would have done your research. You've listened to all these wonderful podcasts. You understand more about the data. You know what's happening in the
market.
You're
a dedicated Making Sense listener. You know everything. Yeah.
You are awesome. You're in those open homes. You're snooping through those real estate agents, sucking all that information and data out of those lovely real estate agents. But what it is really is that we sort of have these ideas around what a investment property might be worth, what a house that we want to live in might be worth. And I think this is where perhaps this comes in, because it's, while I say the strategy is we want to buy a home or we want to buy an investment or we want to buy another house, is there that time frame gets sucked in shorter and you have that ability to perhaps look at an option quicker than you had said. So another one was someone was looking to purchase a house and loved the house. And we'll get into this in a moment. Don't buy with your heart, buy with your head. But anyway, we will come to that in a moment. Look, this person was like, fell in love with this house, had always loved it. And then one day saw the sign, went up and goes, oh my goodness, it's for sale. So went into the open home and, you know, spoke to the real estate agent, and the real estate agent gave a bit of a price guide, right, on what they thought the market was doing, what they thought that this property was going to sell for. And of course, that was quite disheartening, because it's like, okay, well out of my budget, not going to happen. But you know what? I'm so in love with this property, I'm going to go to the auction anyway, because I need to see who's going to buy it. To talk to them, and I want to buy it next, you know. So this is sort of their. I was thinking, that's a long term strategy. I love that for you. But that when she got into the auction room, the bidding started well below their budget and well below what the anticipated price was. So she put her hand up, hadn't discussed it with her husband, hadn't even called the mortgage broker.
Oh my god, it's gonna give me a heart attack.
The market stipulates what the property is worth. And that's also one of the beauties of auction, is that you can, while it's a very nerve-wracking process, it can be quite challenging, it also is a very public way to understand exactly what's going on in the market. And so what happened was, I'll just use rough numbers, but let's pretend she thought the bidding was going to start at 2 million and it started at 1.2 million. Just like, pardon?
Right.
And she ended up getting the house of somewhere in between those two numbers. But when the real estate agent had kind of shared, look, the owner sort of looking around that 2 million mark, well out of her budget, well out, just wasn't going to happen. And so she ended up having to make a phone call to her husband. Babe, we need to call the mortgage broker real quick. I bought the house that I've been talking about for the last 5 years. He's like, what?
Hey, babe, so I've got us on the hook for like a lot of money and now we need to make it happen. That, oh my God, I would be in so much trouble. My husband is not a risky kind of man and he's not a move quick kind of man. I would be dead.
So I'll be in the dog box for years to come. As long as I can be in the dog box in my dream house, I'll be happy.
Every like Father's Day, birthday, Christmas, you're just like making up for it for the rest of time.
Yeah. Happy as anything in your dream home. So yeah, when I look back to your question, it's really around, I think people have preconceived notions around value of property, around pricing. And when you start to hear some of these stories, it's really around, I didn't necessarily think I could afford it, or I didn't think that we had enough money to be able to achieve X. And actually, when you start to look at it or dig into it, and again, most of these people had always wanted to buy a house or were wanting to move. It was just that the time frame got accelerated because of that opportunity that had landed that was just too good to say no to.
Find the perfect property faster with realestate.co.nz, the home of property. realestate.co.nz allows you to search the way you want based on your budget, the location, the type of house. You can even draw on the map to find properties in a specific area. You can filter by price range, number of bedrooms, even keywords like brick and tile. If you're keen to avoid buying at auction, you select to view houses with the price displayed. That's super helpful, especially if you're using your KiwiSaver. When you've narrowed down your search, realestate.co.nz will alert you when a new property that matches it hits the market. Download the realestate.co.nz app to find your perfect property faster.
Life looks different for everyone. Maybe you're buying your first home, growing your whānau, dreaming of travel, or simply trying to stay on top of things. KiwiBank has the tools to help you manage your money your way. Find out more at kiwibank.co.nz. This is making Kiwi better off. This is Kiwi. Well, are there certain areas of the country where this happens more? Because I imagine if you're saying price is a big factor, then surely that pulls area into it automatically, right?
It does a wee bit, yes. So we there hasn't necessarily any specific data to say that it's one more than the other. But what I would say is you are dead right. It's when I start to hear about these stories, they're mainly in either smaller regional towns in New Zealand or actually just very different areas in the major metros. So it might be that we've got someone living and working in a major metro and just hadn't thought that actually if I move slightly out, slightly further, if I really look at that work from home strategy as well and go, well, how do I make this work for me as well? You know, we are very curious. And I would say property is probably a hobby for most New Zealanders. You know, it's in our DNA. And so we are quite creative in which is the ways we solve these problems. And look, I think, you know, we've still got one of the highest home ownership rates in the world. 66% of New Zealanders own a property, which is pretty phenomenal, really. And we are quite creative with how we solve that ability to get into housing. But when you are looking at prices, it is quite interesting, especially if you're a major metro listener, just go and have a nosy, have a search around different areas in New Zealand to look at what the cost of those properties are, because as I said to you, it might actually accelerate your plan if you think rather than purchasing a home to live in, perhaps my first purchase is going to be an investment property. And actually, I'm going to do it in a city that I don't live in. And that's going to be my first rung on the ladder. So we are quite creative with how we solve those challenges.
Yeah, 100%. And we've got more coming on the idea of rent vesting as well. So for anyone who's interested in that idea, stay tuned because I've got some exciting stuff planned on that of people doing interesting stuff. I mean, if you had sort of one thing that was your big takeaway and one big thing that you wanted the listeners to take away from this, what do you think this tells us about the housing market overall?
have your plans, but just be open to how you could make the most of an opportunity if it came your way.
Mm.
Now, we all have our varying levels of comfort around risk. I think both of our husbands, Francis, are a little bit less ready to pull the trigger than we are.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm like, let's go, let's do it. And he's like pulling back on the leash, being like, stop it, stop it.
Yeah. You calm down, young lady. So what I would say is when you know that personality profile about yourself, be okay with that and embrace that. Because if you've got two different sort of investing styles in your household, maybe go home and make a plan and go, hey, if tomorrow our landlord said to us, you can buy this house, and you have a look in your area and go, right, what's our kind of area worth? Chat with your partner or your friend or whoever you're looking to buy that house with and go, what would we do? What would we do if we had to move on this tomorrow? Because you don't want to have to miss an opportunity that is too good. Because again, it's kind of almost like planning for the accidentally. You bought a house, right? It's like, I know that kind of sounds a little bit sort of counterintuitive there. But if you maybe have a bit of a plan around when an opportunity comes your way and you're like, actually, we need to move on this fast. And, you know, you can go, right, I'm the person, you know, I'm quite nervous about this. But what we would do is we would talk to the accountant and the lawyer real quick, but build some comfort around it. Maybe we would call our group of people who are quite well versed in investing, and we would have them on speed dial to go, hey, is this actually a good opportunity, or are we buying with our heart rather than our head right now? Yeah. You know, there's many ways that you can kind of condense that home buying journey into a really short period of time if an opportunity comes your way that is too good to be true.
100%. It's like the old, the harder I work, the luckier I get thing, right? Put in the groundwork, make sure you're prepped, ready to go. You've had those tough conversations. And then sometimes the luck strikes, sometimes it doesn't. But the more you're prepped, the more you notice these lucky situations too, right? So really worth it. Thank you so much, Vanessa Williams from realestate.co.nz, giving us the inside word on how on earth people end up accidentally buying a house, what that actually tells us about what's going on with property. Now, if this episode was helpful to you, well, of course, first, hit the old subscribe button and make sure you never miss out on the future tips and tricks to your money, but also send it to a friend and maybe we can all learn a bit more together. Until next time, have a great day.
Just a note before you go, this podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most cases. It's not individual financial advice. We're all different, so some of this might not apply to your specific situation. Take what works for you, ignore the rest. If you're after individual financial advice, a financial advisor is always the best bet.